Welcome to your daily financial services news wrap brought to you by Financial Services Online. I'm your host, Paige Estratori. Today, Wednesday, February 26, 2025, we discuss concerns about retirement, superannuation shortfalls, and necessary flood defenses across Australia. Kicking off, we delve into the Insurance Council of Australia's urgent proposal. It calls for a commitment of $30.5 billion to combat Australia's escalating flood risks, aimed to be funded over a decade by federal, New South Wales, Queensland, and Victorian governments. The fund seeks to bolster flood infrastructure, strengthen properties, and repurchase vulnerable homes. With the added push for a dedicated flood defense minister and immediate action on insurance premium rates, the council stresses the essential need for insurer-government collaboration. However, hurdles remain, evidenced by opposition leader Peter Dutton challenging insurer responsibilities. Given past failed reforms, it's clear that interrupting this destructive cycle of response and neglect should be a priority for our nation. Turning to retirement concerns, the latest Rethinking Retirement report from Colonial First State reveals a significant decline in Australians' confidence of achieving a comfortable retirement, primarily due to soaring living costs. Only a little over half of the surveyed pre-retirees feel financially prepared for retirement. Meanwhile, those already in retirement are allocating the majority of their pensions towards essentials, including groceries, and about a quarter are still managing debt. The silver lining, though, those who sought advice from financial advisors showed a marked increase in financial confidence. Next up, we examine the Super Members Council's urgent plea for bipartisan support for payday super reforms. With a $5 billion annual deficit in unpaid super affecting nearly 9 million Australians, these reforms aim to align super contributions with wage payments. It's a critical shift aimed to boost retirement savings and ensure a bright financial future for retirees. Lastly, we move to the tech sector. Telstra, the local telecom giant, has announced a substantial financial move, boosting their dividend and revealing a $750 million share buyback plan following a 7.1% rise in half-yearly profit. Telstra seems confident about their future growth. They also plan a significant investment with Ericsson to improve their mobile network, ensuring better connectivity nationwide. That wraps up our daily financial services news. Visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more detailed coverage of these stories and others. I'm Paige Estratori, thanking you for listening and wishing you a great day ahead.